guys. This is Alana. Welcome. I am here with Brian Cohen. I have taken a couple of multiple of Brian's courses on marketing and ads and descriptions. So I'm really glad you're here. So hello, Brian.
Hey, Alana. Thank you for having me on. I really, really appreciate it. You're like an example of somebody who you walk your walk, you talk your talk, and you're doing awesome stuff. So I'm really happy to be here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. If you guys recognize Brian's voice, that is probably from the Sellmore Book Show podcast, which is a great one. So funny story. Brian was sitting one row behind me at the 2018 Vegas Book Conference. I think at that point I only knew you from the podcast. Like I don't even think I knew your name. I just listened to the podcast and you were talking to just the person next to you. I'm like, wait, I know that name. And I think it was like within the week of coming home from Vegas, I signed up for one of your, I think it was your Blurbs course or something. Mm-hmm. So yes, fun to be connected. And I just have to say for anybody watching the video component of this, I love the llama book in the background.
Thanks. This is my room that doubles as my office during the day and my daughter's sleeping bed at night.
Oh, I know many, many authors are going to be able to relate to that. So we're talking about ads, specifically Amazon ads. And one thing that I think would be amazing, you know, you and I were just chatting before we got on about how, you know, if you know ads, you know ads. But if you don't know ads, I think what people who have been doing ads for years and years sometimes forget is just those steps that you need to take, not even to learn the ads, but to just get over your fear of starting ads. I remember, I think it was probably about 3 years ago when I first did paid ads, and it was terrifying. So I thought it would be fun to just sort of start there, because I know you work with tons of authors all the way from just beginning to really, really, really successful and experienced. So if you're talking to someone who's just beginning, never done paid ads before, what are some of the fears that you see come up most often?
Well, I think that the terminology freaks people out, because you're hearing things like ACOS and you're hearing things like click-through rate, and you're hearing things like conversion rate, and you're just like, I just got in here. I have no idea what all this is. And then you're like, well, let me look up a few of these terms. And you look up ACOS in like the 20 Books group or in another group, and then you see people posting these really long, detailed things about how to scale up their ads and take it to another level. It's the fire hose situation where you're overwhelmed by so much, and maybe you even take a course and you're just like, it's just so much at once that it's scary to even start.
Yeah, I know the technical side is scary, and even all of the logistics, the names of things, the definitions, like ACOS. What is this ACOS? Or you know, the numbers, you know, when you go log on to your dashboard and you just see like 10 columns, like what do these numbers mean? Mm-hmm. What are good numbers? I know for me, in addition to all of that, you know, I definitely wanted help at the beginning, having someone hold my hand. Now, especially with Amazon ads, I think, if I'm remembering right, there's even more choices now. So you have even more questions, you know, whereas before it might've been, I want to do this kind of ad. I want it to go here and I want to bid this much. Now it's, you know, there might be three times as many choices to make.
And you can do a bid that will automatically go down sometimes, a bid that'll stay the same,
right?
A bid that'll go up 100%, but then there's,
and then you can double your bid to get higher. It's
crazy. And I am fortunate enough to have been working with authors for several years now. And I know that if it is a new platform to you and you go out there, you're going to want to know the answer to every question. What should I name my ad? Just starting from the top.
From like the thinking, top of the screen.
You and I have the ads pretty memorized. Mm-hmm. Starting from the top, you want to know what to name it. You want to know what the portfolio thing means. Mm-hmm. You want to know what your end date should be. You want to know automatic or manual. And going down the whole thing.
Yep.
And now that, like you say, there are twice as many choices, it can definitely be a little overwhelming.
Yeah. Even more to learn. So what advice would you give to people who really are kind of scared to take that first step? I mean, I'm sure they've heard the success stories, you know, mm-hmm. and sometimes just knowing that you should do something still isn't the incentive that you need. So what are some maybe practical or mindset or just motivational tips for somebody who's in that state where they're just scared to start because it feels so overwhelming?
Well, I think it's really helpful if you can find somebody who is doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. whether that be an accountability partner, whether that be a group that's working on it together, if you see that, if you're doing it on your own, you're taking a course, you're reading a book on it, you're doing whatever, you're just trying to look at the Amazon support, which is not much on, mm-hmm, right. on the ads. It's just written. And you're trying to do it all yourself, that it's easier to quit. It's easier to be overwhelmed. But if you're doing it with one other person or multiple other people, then you have people to talk to about it. You can mm-hmm. say, hey, I got stuck here. And the other person says, maybe they say, I did too. Let's ask someone else. Or right. maybe they say, oh, this is what you do. And I love when that is available, because I think that, and if it's not a guru, like, mm-hmm. look, you're doing well, I'm doing well. One could consider the two of us gurus. Mm-hmm. And the instinct is to ask a guru or right. ask someone who has the knowledge, but you don't always need that. Sometimes mm-hmm. even someone at the same level as you who is stumbling through it, just like you are, that can be a weight off your shoulders.
For sure. Yeah. Sometimes it's even embarrassing, you know, when you're talking about asking a guru or asking an expert. Mm-hmm. I'm in a couple Facebook groups for, you know, if you have a question about medical issues for your fiction, or if you have a question about legal issues, sometimes I'm embarrassed to post in there just because I know so very little. Yes. You know, like, I don't even know if I'm using the right words, or, you know, sometimes I don't even sure. know how to ask my question. So yeah, sometimes going to somebody, doing it with other people who are at a similar level can be encouraging, because yeah. you don't get that sense of being, you know, maybe intimidated or gun shy, or you're all learning together. I think this is interesting, because I think authors for a long, long, long time have known the benefits of accountability for writing. You know, I started doing NaNoWriMo writing sprints on Twitter forever ago. And that kind of thing, I think, has been going on forever, you know, where yeah. people can encourage each other. Let's have a write-in, you know, let's all meet at the library and write for 2 hours or something. But this, this almost feels like the next iteration of that, because marketing has sort of been what you do on your own. And you're kind of taking it to a place of, hey, let's go through this as a group. Let's learn this as a group. I know you just wrapped up in the fall, you wrapped up an Amazon Ads challenge, right?
Yes, it was the 5-day Amazon Ad Profit Challenge.
Okay, so tell me something. I was aware of it going on. I was kind of peripherally involved, but I didn't go through the actual challenges yeah. because I think my learning style tends to be kind of like, I want to learn it on my time. I'm going to learn it all, and then I'm just going to do it. But yeah. I could see it for sure appealing to people who want maybe more. So basically, tell me the difference between doing something like your 5-day challenge and just like buying a do it at your own time course on Amazon Ads. What would you say are some of the differences?
With a course, and I love some of the ad courses that are out there. I've taken several myself, of course, of course, of course. And I like self-paced learning a lot, but sometimes there can be a lot of modules and there can mm-hmm. be a lot of things. And I almost think this would be my favorite thing. It's never going to happen. But okay. I think that before you're allowed to click a buy now button on a course, uh-huh. you should be sent to a page with a calendar, and you have to like click to set aside approximately 10 hours of time and you're not allowed to buy it until those 10 hours are set up. Because mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things, is that we buy this course and then we don't necessarily plan for wait, when are we actually doing this? Don't I right. have a book due in 3 weeks?
Exactly.
But with the challenge, now it was 5 days, but there was like a prep work video. Mm-hmm. And so there was this prep work video a few days before. And then there were 5 straight days where there's going to be a video with a blog post each day, a live Facebook Live to ask questions each day, and then just kind of a big like recap party at the end. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, that's your only commitment. Like, it's a lot right. of commitment when you're
but
doing
just for it. A short amount of time.
But it's very focused, yes.
I could see that for sure being yeah. beneficial. Yeah. So what's your kind of opinion on just the, not quite the, you know, here's 5 days to it, but just sort of the group dynamic aspect? Because I'm sure that plays into it too, just being encouraging, motivating. How did that yeah. sort of play out when you did it this last round?
So this is probably before your time, before when you were in the self-publishing world. I'm not 100% sure. But back in like 2014, 2015, were you mm-hmm. around? Were you?
Yeah, my first book was 2013.
Okay, so you're killing mm-hmm. it. I didn't even, well, I didn't know you until just a couple years
yep,
ago.
Yep, yep.
So 2014 or so, this was before Sell More Book Show came out.
Uh-huh.
I was doing these multi-author Facebook events.
Mm-hmm.
And me and like, I don't remember who all was in the first one, but I know Joanna Penn was in one of them. Nick Stevenson was in one of them. And me and like 12 other authors, I would get us all together.
Uh-huh.
And say, you're going to be in here for this 2-hour shift and you're just going to be in there answering questions.
Oh, wow.
Invite all our friends. Mm-hmm. And it was on a Facebook event. This was pre-groups.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Pre-groups
yeah.
even. Like, uh-huh. oh, I feel old. But we bring in all the people.
Well, and this, and just, we're not talking about live either, right? Not Facebook Live. This is like chat.
This is definitely pre-Facebook Live.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was just in Facebook okay. posts
okay.
in the event. And I would have 2 or 3 authors. I was organizing these 2 or 3 authors for authors right. there at any given time.
Wow.
And just like ask all the questions you have. Mm-hmm. And it was nuts. It was
I
just
bet.
Crazy. People asking dozens of questions and there's yeah. 3 people all at once have like 40 Facebook notifications. I'm like,
yes. uh-huh.
And that was kind of one of the first things I did to connect with a lot of folks back then. It was actually how I met Jim back then when I told him it was like the day before an event he wanted in. And I was like, I already made all the graphics, so you can't be it. That was how I met him. But I hadn't really done anything with that. We'd done a couple of them. They were mm-hmm. called March to a Bestseller. We'd done a couple of them over the years. And I kind of like had stopped doing them. And then I was thinking about this, and this is so similar to that in that there are a lot of things happening at once.
Right.
A lot of people asking questions. And I was almost just so lucky. Like those events back then were great, and I found them very helpful. Got all of my also bots lined up for my nonfiction books.
Uh-huh, to meet I'm sure.
All these other people. It was great. But this was, I know a lot of people were going to be asking technical questions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were going to be asking certain things throughout. But the difference I would say almost between then and now was a lot of people were all doing the same thing. Then they were asking a variety of different questions.
Right, right.
Depending on where they were in their career. This mm-hmm. one,
everyone's got the exact same questions.
And ads yeah. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of the group being able to help each other. And I've learned some things since then about
yeah.
Teaching people to be encouraging to right. other authors in the group. Mm-hmm. So, but it was a lot like, I'm glad I had my carpal tunnel wrist braces on because
oh,
there
yeah,
was a
sure.
lot of, there ended up being over 1,800 comments.
Wow. Yeah, that
or
is
not 1,800
insane.
Comments, 1,800 posts. 8,000 comments.
Oh, man.
So it was busy.
I'm sure. Well, and I could see from your end, though, it's nice too. Like for the students, it's nice knowing this is just a 5-day intensive. I'm sure from your end, it was nice, you know, do your 5-day intensive and then take a 2-day long nap or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that those 2 days haven't come yet, but yeah, oh, no. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
One day. Well, and I also think, could, yeah, oh, go ahead.
It was just, I think that kind of going back to what we were saying, people seeing others asking the same questions, people seeing that they aren't alone at mm-hmm. an early stage in the game for ads is just almost as important as the material itself.
For sure. Yeah. Well, and I've been in enough of your groups. I know that you do a really good job of just fostering a very cooperative, mutually encouraging sort of thing. Whereas I don't know if this is unique to authors. I'm sure there are some groups, even for authors, where it is more about, well, I don't want to tell you what keywords I'm using because I don't want those keywords to get more expensive or, mm-hmm. you know, I'll give you a little bit of help here, but I'm not going to keep like this best kept secret because once I tell, you know, 5,000 people, then you've got 5,000 people bidding the same way. Yes. Do you think that degree of cooperation, do you think that's kind of unique to indie authors? Or do you think that that's just sort of, you've worked hard to create that in your group specifically?
Well, I think there's a lot of groups, obviously, 20 books to 50K. There's a lot of mm-hmm. sharing that goes in there. Indie Cover Project, there's a lot of like really kind sharing information in there. I think that some groups are a little nicer than others, but I definitely think that it does take a little bit of effort from the top mm-hmm. to encourage kindness, mm-hmm. to remind people. Just because maybe you like to receive feedback in a
no-nonsense
way doesn't mean that everybody likes to receive it because some people are more fragile than others. I definitely have had to develop a thicker skin. I'm still a sensitive guy. So, you know, the one-star review kind of stuff or whatever the version of that would be on a Facebook mm-hmm. post, it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think it's the angry face, right?
Why are you giving me who mad reacted to my post? Was it an accident or are you actually mad?
You want to go find that person? Did I offend you somehow?
Okay.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Well, and I forget exactly where I heard it, probably somewhere in the Selmer Book Show, but I know that you've got just a neat outlook on competition. What do you call it?
Co-opetition.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us your philosophy of co-opetition, because I think this is super helpful.
I'm glad you were listening. I'm like, oh, wow. thank you.
You didn't know there'd be a quiz. I was listening and I'm quizzing you on it.
I know. Wow. So co-opetition is just the concept that, sure, we want to sell more, we want to do better, but I mean, even just going back to the multi-author event I mentioned from earlier, mm-hmm. we were all getting on each other's also bots and we were with relevant also bots rather than some weird 99-cent sale where
cookbook
now there's
or something.
Paleo cookbooks in there. But yeah, I think that when we all work on our own, there's only so far we can go. But if we all work with each other towards the same end, We're going to do so much better. Look at all the co-writing that sprung up in the last few years.
Yeah,
so many stars have risen as a result of someone who's doing really well, wanting mm-hmm. to expand their brand, and then someone who hasn't sold as many, wanting to write in that universe.
Right.
And then both of them getting bumped up. It's the exact definition of a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what co-opetition is. It's about people working together and for each other in a way that benefits all parties involved.
Yeah, no, I love that. And especially in something, you know, like you do a lot of work on click ads, where technically, if I'm bidding on the same keyword as you're bidding on, that's going to drive costs up. But, you know, again, that's totally fine. What's mm-hmm. your take? Some people get very upset, like, let's say you want to see your Amazon sales page for one of your superhero series, and you see that author so-and-so has an ad on your page. I know there were some people, especially when Amazon ads first came out, they kind of freaked out with that. Like, why is this person on my page? How do you look at that sort of thing?
I mean, I would almost be honored. I'm honored sometimes
when people target you. Yeah.
Like, wow, they're targeting little old me.
Uh-huh. That's a neat way to look at it. I like that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think like, can we be mad? It's not them trying to do anything with us.
Well, and it's almost never personal anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might just be an auto-targeted ad anyway.
Well, this is why, and I think you already probably know this, it's why you got to target yourself.
Exactly.
So that you can sneak in there. Like,
your
don't books forget
are up there.
Don't forget the book you're looking for. I'm here.
Right.
But honestly, there are so many things in the author world, whether it be targeting somebody on ads mm-hmm. or creating a cover that evokes their cover or anything like that, that we have the option of how we want to react to that. Mm-hmm. Do we get upset? Do we take offense? Or do we just say like, oh, this person is obviously looking at my stuff. What if I reach out to them and maybe we can do a list swap? Like,
right. Or, you know, really just there's room for all of us. You know, nobody reads, if you're an avid reader, you're not reading a book a year. You know, it's not like I'm either going to read Brian's book or Alana's book. And so mm-hmm. you and I have to like duke it out.
Yeah. So. Like I always, this was like, I swear, like 9th or 10th grade history, uh-huh. the concept of like mercantilism, where there's like this limited amount of mm-hmm. gold in the world.
Yeah.
And if someone gets more, it means you're getting less.
Right.
I don't subscribe to that. And I think some authors do, but I'm definitely more of an abundance mindset of that. And I think it's shown, like, look, Amazon's given us like millions of dollars every month on KU. It's mm-hmm. so much easier to be an author now and get your words out into the world than it was 20 years ago.
Absolutely. Like,
I see a lot of abundance. I don't see the limits.
Yeah, I for sure agree. And I think too, like when indie authors succeed, whether that's like an actual book sales or, you know, I have a couple writing friends who are getting movie or TV deals. And yeah, there's part of you that might be like, oh man, she took my deal. But no, nobody's come to me for a deal. It's not like they took it from me. And then, you know, my thought is, okay, so let's say they make my friend's book into a movie and it does so well. And so now all of a sudden, here's a dozen more producers like, we need more movies just like this. And now here I am. mm-hmm. Ready to wait.
And you have a connection with one of the producers because your friend got a deal. So.
Exactly. No, I absolutely agree that, you know, someone else's success really just builds the rest of us up as opposed to taking it away.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a more of a technical ads question for you, but it popped into my head when you were talking about targeting yourself because you write fiction and nonfiction. And mm-hmm. are they both published as Brian Cohen?
Currently, yeah, I think that I would have probably done that differently.
Right. Okay.
I know Chris Fox feels the same way kind of about some of his. And I know Joanna Penn does have her split out.
Right.
That was smart.
A little bit easier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you run into problems? Like if you're running an auto ad for one of your books for authors, does it mm-hmm. accidentally show up on some of your fiction or is Amazon just kind of smart enough to...
Usually I don't see it showing up on the fiction. I mean, if it doesn't get a click or something, obviously I'm not going to see it in an ad report.
Right. True. Yeah.
And if you're out there in listening land, you've never looked at your own ad report, top left corner, they moved it over, click on the three horizontal lines, go look at your ad report, search for the last month, mm-hmm. and you're going to see so many amazing things of what keywords got clicked on and what automatic, as you bring up, mm-hmm. Targets got focused on and all of that. And like, that's one of the things I've learned through teaching my course and through the challenge is that little things like that, we of course are like, yeah, in the ad report, we look at that. Oh, it targeted the fiction. But someone's like, well, how would you even know that? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, that the ad report for your auto ads, I didn't know you could do that until you, this was maybe like 6 months ago. I forget if it was one of your courses or in your Facebook. I'm like, wow, you could do that. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know when they changed it, but you can now edit the name of your campaign. Did you notice that?
Uh-huh.
So yeah. that was fun too. But yeah,
which is good, because if you like had named them poorly before, exactly, then you're like, let's get them organized. Let's put them in a portfolio. It's getting that some things are getting better and better, and other things are just like, yes, there will be challenges. Mm-hmm. But we are doing what we can, you know? Yeah. Like we just if for instance, like you said, a lot of people come into ads and they're all targeting a certain bid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the bids go up a little bit. But that's going to happen naturally with or without us.
Mm-hmm.
But all the cool new things like getting more organized.
Yeah.
Ads in the UK and Germany. Those are good. Those are very good.
Do you have any predictions of what to expect in 2020 with ads?
Oh, I love this question because I hadn't really given it any thought whatsoever. And those are my favorite because I'm a former improv comedian. So,
are you? That's fun.
Mm-hmm, recovering, one might say. Improv comedian. So, 2020, I think that obviously over these next couple months, we're going to see a spike of a lot of people trying UK and a lot of people trying Germany. Mm-hmm. And I think the people who do have success in those two territories, I think they're going to share some of what's working, and we're going to be able to really, for the first time ever, and I know a lot of people, like some people had UK ads through Advantage, people had been beta testers in Germany. I think that people who are having success are going to share some of that success, and we're going to be able to grow from that. And I feel like we are going to at last have more people understanding what they need to do with their ads instead of just saying, I ran ads and it didn't work. I think the framework is going to make more sense. And I'm trying to do that. And you're trying to do that. And the other people talking about ads in the community are trying to do that. I think we're going to win the war. And I think we are going to get more and more people to understand, oh, if the ads aren't working, it's not because ads don't work.
Right.
It's because I need to do something. Like,
do something
I need a new cover, or I need a new blurb, or I need more reviews. I think we're going to win the war. And I think by third quarter 2020, we're going to really see people just start talking about conversion rate as much as they were talking about ACoS.
Right. Yeah. I
for what it's worth, to anyone listening, ACoS bad, conversion rate good.
Leave it. I'll give my amen to that. And I'm sure some people are listening like, I don't even know what ACoS is. So this is my smooth segue into when you tell us about your next challenge that you're starting with your Amazon ads.
Yes. So in the next, but I feel like Arrested Development or something. I've got my Ron Howard voice. next time on 5-Day Amazon Ad Profit Challenge.
Right.
So we're going to do a challenge again in January. And I learned a lot from doing the first challenge. So it's going to be revamped, reworked. And the challenge is, it's in the name. It's the Profit Challenge. It is the challenge to create one or more profitable ads. That's it. We're not like trying to like save your author business. We're not trying to just like help you understand like every nook and cranny and dynamic up and dynamic down. It's not into all that. It is focused on basically the two main things of profit and conversion. Profit being, it's wild. This is crazy. It's going to freak people out. Profit is when your royalties are greater than your ad spend.
Mm-hmm.
Wacky. I know. But we had so many authors just in the first challenge, like totally blown away by this idea of like, yeah, wait, I don't need to look at all this stuff. You're telling me if I was making $3 a day and then I spend a couple dollars a day on ads and now I'm making $8 a day, you mean because I spent $2 and I made $8, I'm profiting? And it's right. Like, yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and it sounds silly for that to be a realization moment, but it's not silly at all.
No.
Everything's so confusing.
We're so used to really complicated formulas and you get into like negative percentages and I really like your way of reckoning and, you know, some people worry more about, well, what about the organic sales? And I know with your relentless,
you know, my POV on this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, well, those organic sales wouldn't have come if you hadn't been advertising to begin with. And it makes everything so much simpler. Yeah.
Yes.
I really appreciate that side of it because you don't have to complicate everything.
No, sure. We can complicate all sorts of stuff, but, but yeah, this is not one that needs to be complicated. And I just loved, you know, as like an influencer educator yourself, it's like when someone comes up to you and says, the thing you said made sense and now I'm doing better.
Yeah.
There's almost no better feeling than that. And we had dozens of examples of that in the Facebook group of people just saying, I get it now.
Right.
And so if you are a person out there that doesn't get it, the challenge is coming back because it was awesome. My hands will have time to rest by then.
To
answer 1,800 more posts in the group.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. And I just love every second of it. So I hope that if you didn't even know the first one was happening, that you come to the second one.
Awesome. Great. And where do people go to sign up for this?
So we're going to send them to, from you, bestpageforward.net/Alana.
Great.
And so they can head there and sign up and you'll get added to the Facebook group. You'll get added everywhere. We're going to have fun giveaways and stuff all attached to it.
Yeah.
And yeah, just 5, because of the prep work, really 6.
Okay.
Basically 6 days of totally free content, and I am so happy to be sharing it with everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you guys didn't get that, this isn't a paid course. You know, Brian, you're an example of one of the most just generous people I feel in the author community with how much you're sharing on your podcast and with challenges like this. So if you guys haven't learned from Brian before, I absolutely recommend just the way he teaches. And you guys have heard he's just positive, optimistic, encouraging. So thank you so much. What's the link one more time?
bestpageforward.net/Alana, and that'll take you there. And
awesome.
We can go party for a week. That's basically what it is. It's just
a week long party, making ads. Sounds great.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's always really fun chatting.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me on.